Good morning, Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you're listening to Jess in the Flesh. So, today, I am finally home. I drove home on Friday, and it took us like a solid 4 hours, and it usually takes us 2.5 because of the snow and traffic in the Northeast at the moment. So, fun stuff, guys. Anyway, I'm just gonna start the show off with some call-ins that I received last week. Sorry I didn't get back to them right away, but that was because of finals and just wanting to spend time with my family after this long-awaited break. Not long-awaited break. Before this long-awaited break. So, here are some call-ins.
Hey, I heard the invitation to call in. You know, I was just listening into the show. You know, your updates as you go through things. Yeah, keep us updated and definitely keep uploading here. Thank you for the time and stuff. You can go ahead and favorite me too and clap back. I'll stay engaged. Thanks. Later.
Hey, Terrell, thank you for your call-in. I really appreciate it, and I'll definitely be sure to check out your station. My other call-in is from a segment that I posted last week, so a response. And so I'm going to echo that segment right now for you all, and then I'll play my call-in. So, guys, currently I am taking a break from studying, eating some microwavable mac and cheese, and some taco-flavored Doritos. If you've not had taco-flavored Doritos, they are really good and bomb, and they are discontinued in most places. So, I was surprised, because, like, we have this place on campus where students can get food at night, and it's open usually till, like, 1 in the morning, I think. And they have a bunch of snacks and things available, and they had them! And I was like, bless the gods, bless the chip gods, they are here. Because I've only had them like 1 or 2 other times. Because they're very, very rare. And they're great. So, my question to you is, if you were to bring back like any discontinued product or food, what would it be? And why was it dope? I just want to know. And, you know, if you feel the need to call in, call in. If you don't, you don't. No pressure. Just throwing out a question. Hoping to reel in some commentary. Sure.
Just in the Flesh!
Alfred DaCosta. Couple of products come to mind, and they're mostly food. The irony of the situation is that they go away, but they come back. They do this to play with our emotions. For example, the McRib. I don't eat the McRib, but I know when it's back. Let's talk about Vanilla Coke. One of my top favorites goes away, comes back. And finally, my number one would be the thing that you don't miss until it's gone, the Twinkie. I remember tearfully scrolling through internet news updates of the lack of workers and the potential loss of Hostess Twinkies, and then they went away. People were scrambling to hoard them and clear the shelves of them. Supply and demand went out of whack, and people were clawing at one another's eyes! And now it's back. And for some reason, I don't eat them anymore. And I don't know why. It's the emotional discombobulation!
Hey, Alfred. You know how I just always appreciate your call-ins. They're really great. Yeah. I've also never had the McRib. And Vanilla Coke, I'm not really a soda person, so, you know, don't really have that. But yes, the Twinkie was a vital turning point in our culture. Everyone was freaking out. I remember this. And it was insane. Like, people were trying to sell them on eBay. Oof. For, like, hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. Like, it was crazy. But, you know, now that they're back, I don't really eat them much. They kind of are just there because now, once again, they're taken for granted, but I forgot about that entire thing until you mentioned it. So thank you for making me recollect on my times when, you know,
everyone thought the apocalypse was upon us because the Twinkie could have died. But yeah, I really don't even, like, I haven't even seen anyone eat a Twinkie since then, so man, I don't really know. Now I'm gonna play some music for y'all. Here are the songs I played in case you missed them. Waving Through a Window by Ben Platt from the musical Dear Evan Hansen. 19-2000 by Gorillaz. And Waves by Sleeper Agent. So guys, the songs I've been playing are from my top 100 song playlists from Spotify that they curated for me for 2017. And so I'm going to just play songs from that playlist, and maybe I'll talk about some of the statistics from this year, because I'm a dork and I like that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for that. But for now, I'm going to take a quick break. Interpret the definition of quick. I don't know how long the break is going to be, but if you're listening to the podcast, no worries. I'll come right back like nothing happened. But if you're listening live on Anchor, I'll be back in a while because I need to unpack my things. I still haven't done that since I got home from school. And I also need to go through an entire bin of items that used to be in my room that I would either like to donate or just relocate in my home. So, stay tuned and I'll be back in a bit. So, that break ended up being an extremely long time. I didn't go through the bin in my room, but I put away all my clothes and all that stuff, so I unpacked. So check that off the box for me. Then I went with my dad to run an errand, and then I went later with my family to my first ever hockey game. And hockey is really fun to watch, honestly. As I was saying, I'm like, it's just so graceful. Until, you know, they get smacked up against the walls and stuff. But it's like, it was really exciting. I saw the Devils Ducks game today and they won 5-3. And I'm a Devils fan because I am from New Jersey. And to elaborate more, since the New Jersey Devils are basically the only sports team that is actually named after New Jersey, because I guess it's shameful to be named after New Jersey. Like, you have to take pride in that. Because, I don't know if you guys know, but the New York Giants and the New York Jets, both of their stadiums are actually located in New Jersey. But they go by New York because they're just ashamed. I mean, I don't know if they're actually just ashamed, but like, I think they're just ashamed of being in New Jersey. Maybe it's not catchy enough for, you know, their lives. But anyway, I'm going to play a few more songs and go through my Spotify statistics for a little bit. And that'll be all for today. Here are the songs I played in case you missed them. Deep Breaths by Cold Weather Company, Perfect by Ed Sheeran, and Kill the Director by The Wombats. So now guys, I'm going to do a quick comparison of my Spotify statistics from last year to this year and see what has differed, because I'm a dork when it comes to this kind of stuff, so I'm just going to share it with you. If you're bored, you don't have to listen to this. I'm just giving you the warning. So, in 2016, my total amount of minutes that I listened to music was 53,083. And this year was 79,758. That is insane. That is like
more than 20,000 more minutes that I listened to this year compared to last year. Just crazy. So, yikes, yikes, yikes. Proof of how much my love of music continues to grow and always will grow forever and always. You know, all that fun stuff. In 2016, my total number of artists was 1,024. And this year, 2017, it was 5,000. No, sorry, wrong one. This year, it was 1,811. So that also increased as well. And total different unique tracks. Last year, it was 2,315. This year, it was 5,800. That's still a significant jump. And now, we go on to top artist. So, in 2016, from my fifth artist to my first artist, number five, I have 21 Pilots. It's funny because this year it stays very consistent with that, because my fifth artist this year is also 21 Pilots. Placement didn't even change. In the fourth spot in 2016, I had Passenger. In the fourth spot this year, I have Ed Sheeran. And then the third spot in 2016, I had The Family Crest. And then this year in the third spot, I had Passenger. So a lot of consistency is upon these choices. Number two, I have Sleeping at Last. And this year, my number one is Sleeping at Last. And my number two this year is Cold Weather Company. My number one in 2016 was The Deer Hunter, and I was in the top 1% of fans, which means that I had to listen to them an extreme amount of time. Like, a lot, man. So, in 2016, they only gave your top three songs. So, my top three songs in 2016 were Switzerland by The Last Bison, Slow Dancer by Noah Gunderson, and Coughing on the F Train by Bimbaldi. And this year, my top songs, number five was Ink and Paper by Cold Weather Company. Number four was Kill the Director by The Wombats, which you have just heard if you're listening on the Anchor app. Also, Perfect by Ed Sheeran is number three. Deep Breaths by Cold Weather Company is number two. And Waves by Sleeper Agent is number one. Cold Weather Company makes it twice in my top five this year, which is crazy. Alright, so top genres for 2016. The number five spot I have pop. And then number four was Neo Mello. Number three is Stomp and Holler. Number two is Folk Pop. And number one is Indie Folk. This year, number five is Indie Pop. Number four is Indie Folk. So Indie Folk does make the list, but just lower it down. Number three is Neo Mello. And also that was number four on the 2016 list. Number three on the 2017 list. Number two is Pop. And number one is Modern Rock for this year. Pop was on my 2016 as number five. So Pop went up. Folk Pop went down, Neo Mello went up, and Indie Folk went down. Stomp and Holler was eliminated since last year and replaced with Modern Rock, which was at number one. I'm surprised I listened to Modern Rock that much this year. To continue with my statistics, my favorite day to listen in 2016 was on Sundays. 2017, they changed it up, so they didn't tell you what your favorite day to listen is, but they instead went into different age averages of your some of the genres you listen to. So I am currently 20, and they said that pop emo, that genre, 25 is the average listener age, so I'm below that. And also classic rock, the average listener age is 38, so I'm still far below those ages. And I'm surprised, but I'm also in a way not surprised, because This year I only used 334 skips, which is crazy because that number is pretty low. But the thing is, since I have Spotify Premium, I usually just like switch the queue. So then like the next coming songs I know I'm gonna like and I'm not gonna want to skip. So I can, you know, determine that beforehand. And that is why that is what it is. Anyway, I think I'm going to end the show here and hope you guys enjoyed. If you're listening on the podcast, remember, if you download the Anchor app, you can join us. You can call in, comment, and create your own content and podcast yourself. It's very simple and it's fun and awesome. And it'd be great to interact with you all. You also can hear all of my song selections that I have made. And, you know, just be able to interact with me. Also, anyone on Anchor, feel free to call in or echo any of my segments. I really do not mind. I am for it. You do you. I'm giving you my permission. So go for it and live your best lives. And I hope you have a great time of the day when you're listening to this. So, bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.